Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the third episode of Out on Framed. And right here with me is a special guest, she's ambidextrous. She's a multidisciplinary artist, and she's Irina. She does magic with her hands. Hello, Irina. Good evening. How are you doing?
Hi, Volkan. I'm doing good. Thank you so much. Nice to be here, and thank you for the invitation.
Yes, nice to be here. What am I saying? It's nice to be here. I'm the host. Of course, I'm going to be here. Yeah. Thank you for coming to the space and being a special guest for this episode. I would like to first start by getting to know more about you. So I'll first start by asking you, what inspired you to start creating art with both hands?
Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I was an artist since my childhood. I finished art school and painted oil and watercolor. And later I started as a watercolor artist. In my 20s, I started selling my work through Instagram all over the world, and my first order was to Australia, and then it started somehow to pick up, I think, in 2014. And so since then I was painting watercolor acrylic, doing some craft also. So I was just exploring a lot of different art styles, and basically if I had an idea, I was looking into how I can make it. So I had a collection of paintings on embroidery hoops with crochet frames and pearls and some different stuff. So in 2020 I was experimenting with one continuous line drawing, and I started with drawing on the iPad and also on paper with NeuroGraphics. It's when you just do scribbles and then color them, and it is some psychological art technique. So from then I was thinking if I can draw with one continuous line, because I remember when I was a kid, I saw some video about an artist drawing a Snoopy, that cartoon character, with one continuous line, and I was very impressed, and never even thought that I would be able to pick up all the details in the image without not sketching it before and just drawing it. But in 2022, after NeuroGraphics, I one day was sitting and just started sketching with one continuous line, just some abstract faces, like whatever. And then it was fascinating. It was interesting. I started doing this more often. I was posting those videos on Instagram, on TikTok, and experimented a lot. Like I was making those videos every day and posting them. And I started drawing many faces. So I understood that I can pick up people's features on the face in a way that looks resemblant to the original, to the reference. With these continuous line portraits, I think because my drawings were based on simple shapes and somehow I was able to cut off all the noise, like all the simplify the face to the simple shapes, and with one continuous line I was able to create a portrait that looked like the reference. And so this was my practice for quite a while, like maybe 2 months or 3 months of everyday drawing of that. And then one day I was just sitting there, like with my daily routine of this continuous line drawing, and I was like, I wonder if my left hand is capable of anything at all. And since this technique was already familiar to me with one hand drawings, I picked up the second marker. And I just tried to do with my left hand the same, like symmetrical line art that I was doing with the right hand. I remember just like as it was yesterday, it was some puppy face. Like I was starting from the nose, then eyes, then cheeks and ears. And to my surprise, like I was able to draw with my left hand as well. So awkward. I was not able to properly, like, comfortably grasp the pen, the marker that I was using. And it was like, the feeling was like I'm holding for the first time. I don't know how to hold. I hold too stiff, like my fingers cannot relax. And but that was a very fun experiment. And the next day I tried again, and that's way it went forward. And I just started practicing every day, and after a while it became easier. So that's a very long story to your first question.
Thank you, Irina. You know, like, I never thought I was going to come across an artist that could draw with both of their hands, and you are kind of like the only person I've come across to do that, and you do that really well. You know, like, I used to read about people being ambidextrous. I heard Leonardo da Vinci was ambidextrous. So when I first came across your profile and then I saw you drawing those figures with both of your hands, I was really fascinated. It's really nice. So if I were to, like, is it something that you picked from childhood, or like which particular hand is like your dominant hand among the two hands?
My dominant hand is right hand. I was trying to write with my left hand at school, like as a bored child during the lessons. I was trying to do something. It wasn't really any good. So I think it was like 20 years ago or something.
Yeah. You know, for me, it's kind of like the other one. Like, my left hand is like my dominant hand because I'm a lefty. And when I try to kind of like use my right hand, kind of like very, very slow. So, yeah, it's nice to see you do that. I want to check in if Kafani is here. Kafani, are you there?
Yes, Kafani is here. Hi.
Hello, Kafani. Yeah. So I want to say, I have some questions for Irina.
Yeah, I do actually. Like, this is my first time ever coming across her profile. One. Number two, wow, two hands. Hey, God. I'm impressed though, because I can't do anything with my left hand. My right hand, is my dominant hand. So I actually tried a couple of times to write with my right hand, but it's not as easy as writing with your left hand. For you to draw, I especially like the video of you drawing that dog with your two hands. So it was really, really cool. Especially the like darker shade parts. Like, that's actually really cool. I don't know. How do you like approach creating a piece using your two hands? Like, do you like, is it like an every time thing, or like you like sometimes draw with one hand? Or I don't know. How do you just approach creating a piece using your two hands? And what's like the most challenging part of being and like using your two hands to draw? Because I'm sorry, I can't pronounce what you are. I'm so sorry. What it's can you pronounce it again?
Ambidextrous.
Jesus. Ambidextrous. Ambidextrous. Yeah, okay. Okay. What's the most challenging part of being an ambidextrous artist?
Thank you.
And yeah, how do you approach it?
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you for that question. The most difficult part is headache. When I was first learning it, so I was practicing a lot every day, but I couldn't draw more than like 5 or 10 minutes because I started to have headache. I think it's like when you don't use your muscles, for example, I like to compare it with the gym. If you don't use your muscles and then you do like 30 squats or something like a plank, and the next day you will have pain in your muscles. I think the same happens with the brain. And since we are not used to use both spheres, like hemispheres of our brain, I guess when you start doing it, it is tiresome. And our brain is fragile, so I'm not like surprised that it caused headache. But with practice, I began to start feeling when like the next 2 minutes will be too much, and I learned to stop in time. So I was just tired, but nothing major. And then gradually I could extend this, and now I'm able to draw like about an hour in this style. So it's like 2-3 drawings I was doing in October with ink and drawing with two hands, two dip pens. And I was trying to finish it in advance because I wasn't able to do everyday drawings. So I was drawing like 2-3 drawings a day. And it usually was one drawing for about 20 minutes. And so it was like 1 hour or a little bit longer for the three of them. It's exactly what you pinned up on top, Vulcan. So the two, two artworks on the top, the latest ones are from this October, and they are more complicated than I did before, and they were like, each one of them was like 20 minutes of work of two hands drawing, and it demands usually a lot of concentration. And now I don't have headache, but it wasn't possible even a year ago. So I think this is the most difficult part. And also the difficulty for me is that I decided not to make pencil sketches. I think it's more interesting and more challenging, and looks clean when I just draw on the white paper or like on black paper, whatever, but without making marks with a pencil. So the difficulty here will be to use eye measurement to create not just like some weird shapes or structures or faces that don't look like anything, but to make precise drawings or portraits or what I want to express to look as if I was drawing like a usual draw with one hand, with sketching, with making pencil preliminary work. So that is difficult as well. Sometimes I do one drawing several times when I don't like the proportions. I usually start again and do the same picture again. And that is challenging because sometimes I can spend the whole hour or like more just on one piece. So that's very challenging. And to answer your question, how I approach creation, nowadays I prefer making references with AI. For example, with ChatGPT creating AI pictures, I describe what I want, and it gives me more or less what I'm planning to draw. For example, like this guy with a bird mask. I was first asking the plague doctor in standing in the street, but then I was also asking for this dealer in the street in the suit. And then I combined the two pictures in photo editor. And then I got the reference for what I was going to create with the plague doctor being like a dealer. And so I'm talking about the latest pinned picture. Explaining about it. So that was the process, how I created the reference, and then I was opening the reference next to me and looking at it and drawing it. I think it took two or three trials because it was difficult to plan the shape of this figure and write in the bottles. So I think that there were a few mistakes in that, and I redid the whole thing. So yeah, that's how I do it.
Wow, actually wow, because it's actually really cool that you actually overcame in and started doing this in a year, because I think you said you started last year. So yeah, so that's really really cool. And then the approach of, you know, getting a reference first. So it's like, it's still your original work, drawing with two hands. It's actually really cool. It's cool. Do you actually think that you drawing with your two hands is faster than using one hand to draw? Or is it slower? Because you said you're using like more percentage of your brain, and our brain is fragile, and then the headaches. Do you think it's actually faster? What do you think?
I don't know. Look. At some point, to me, it is faster because, yes, I cover more details at the same moment of time. But with my one hand, I just can sketch really very quickly. So when I go, for example, to urban sketching with sitting outside and drawing the buildings or people, I just sketch really very quickly. So as I'm primarily just a normal, like, let's say normal artist, normal person. And most of my life I was drawing, painting, just using my dominant hand. So that skill didn't go anywhere, and I guess it's just I was able to improve it as well with developing the two hands drawing skill.
Wow, actually, wow. Honestly, Volkan, don't you wish you can draw with your two hands? I can't even draw like that. Let me know, like, I can't draw. I'm really good at photography, but I don't think I can draw.
I've tried travel. For real, I haven't tried writing with my two hands, but I was just writing rubbish.
I can actually write my name with my left hand though. Well, I can draw. What do you say?
I think I can actually write the same thing. If I'm working my two hands, I can write the same thing or draw the same thing. But I can't like think independently, if you know what I mean. Like what Irina said, like it's like for her to kind of like train her mind to work independently. That is it's crazy. I mean, it's amazing. So yeah, just
it's really interesting. Elena, have you actually met someone like you that draws with two hands? Have you ever met like people that draw with two hands?
Yes, I did. When I was drawing with my two hands before NFT, I think it was like up to a year before I came to NFT. So it was 2021, beginning of the year, and I joined NFT in December 2021. I was posting on TikTok and I connected to a few ambidextrous artists, I think two maybe. And one artist was from England. He was able to draw like two separate, like two different faces, not even looking at it properly, I think. So I remember he was like hanging the screen on his neck, and it was hanging on his chest, and he was looking on it upside down and drawing two faces or two characters. It was seriously also very amazing, very different. And we used to chat and make jokes with each other. So this guy once commented on my post, like, I don't believe it's both of your hands. Like, he was making a joke because he obviously knew that was me, but it was our way of joking. And he was like, I don't believe you, it's not your hand, it's the second one must be someone else's. And to answer him, I recorded the video with my husband, and I tried to give him instructions what to do. And we were trying to draw the same thing with my left hand and with his right hand to make it easier for him. And it was hilarious, and it didn't work. And I post a video to the response to this guy, and we'll catch some laughter. But then also in NFT, I actually met a few people who would also draw like this. And I think maybe three or four. And yeah, so there are people, I think there are probably more, because I do believe that a lot more people are able to do this, but maybe someone didn't explore his or her like possibilities. And you know, I was making a workshop in my town maybe like 2 months ago, and there were 10 people, and every one of them was able to draw something. Like, we don't talk about the level of artwork, like we didn't concentrate on that. Like, artwork was very realistic, someone's was not really very realistic. But the fact is that everyone in this group managed to draw a few pieces using their both hands. And also they were able to like communicate. I gave them this experience of trying to instruct the other person, like the partner in crime, let's say, to instruct them to use one hand each, like coming from what we were laughing on TikTok with that guy. I made an experiment from this in the workshop, and it also went really well. We had more time for expressing ourselves to the other participant, and we were able to communicate and make an artwork together with someone else. So I think it's possible. I think people just need to try and maybe spend some time practicing, but I believe that we are, like, as human beings, as artists, we are capable of this.
So, Irina, I do kind of like one of those times when you were redoing your work, like you made a mistake. Was it a problem of one of your hand not cooperating to do exactly what you wanted to do? Or how was it like?
Sometimes, yes. So if I understand your question correctly, when I do mistake, what is the reason? Is it right?
No, I don't think that's what Volkan is saying. But I actually wanted to say that,
if I want to kind of,
if like, all of you,
it should be like,
what?
Sorry, Kafani. I just wanted to say, like, if I want to kind of like rephrase it, it would be like, have you ever accidentally like messed up a piece because one of your hand was not cooperating? Does that happen?
It happens sometimes when, for example, when I draw with nib pens, one of them can get stuck. Like it just the angle, I guess, of the pen can get stuck in the paper and it doesn't move smoothly. And then I can put a blob of ink and spoil the picture. Like that happens. But usually what I consider a mistake, and maybe someone else wouldn't, but so when I draw and I want this drawing be resemblant to the proportions of the reference, and for example, I mess up with eyes position on the face, let's say, or on the shape of the body. For me, this is a mistake because I want to see it in a particular way and I cannot like double tap, you know, like on iPad and cancel the action. I need to change. But also I guess it depends on my style really, because if I was drawing something more abstract, maybe like I would use a lot more flow. And I wouldn't consider that a mistake. It just like the proportion is like this, but I tend to make my art more realistic. And that's why many times I need to redo something because I don't like the shape.
Okay. Thank you. Kafani.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I've actually, like, the way she described the people that draw with their two hands, like, it's like a whole village, honestly. And I've never met, like, in my whole entire life, I've never met someone like her. So imagine if all of them came together, because apparently they're using more percentage of their brain than us that are drawing with one hand. So imagine they come together and want to take over the world or something. Vulcan, I don't know. I don't know. It seems sauce that a lot of people are using more brain power than us, but okay. It's actually really cool because there's this, I don't know if you guys have heard of this stuff, the Da Vinci code that people are supposed to draw with their two hands. I used to play that game when I was younger and I used to wish that I could draw with two hands. And I used to be like, are there actually people that can draw with two hands? Wow, I'm still surprised though. I'm actually still
baffled. That got through until I saw like Irina doing stuff.
Wow. Yeah, so. Me too. When you told me, I was still like in doubt, but wow. Well, Elena, where do you find your inspiration for your works? Where do you find inspiration for your works?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, go on. Yeah. And I wanted to say, if you could collaborate with any artist in the history of like the world, who will it be and why? That's two questions.
Okay. I find the inspiration in nature and in humans. So these are mostly two areas that give me most of the inspiration. So I like to draw and paint birds and some kinds of animals, which for me mean something. And maybe just I like them. So if I don't have a specific topic, I probably will draw some bird. And I have a lot of them already. So it's like the go-to topic. But also when I'm thinking about like the beauty standards, about how we as women are perceived and about the expectations we put on ourselves. So that's another big topic which often appears in my art. And I made a few works which are women bodies in the way that I see that we are beautiful and we are imperfect, every one of us, and we are different, but that's the perfection in the imperfection. And so that's another topic which I often draw. And yeah, that's it. And about the second question of yours, it's a difficult one because I have a lot of friends in the space, and I admire a lot of people in this space, and I see different ways to collaborate. I remember we were talking even with Aida down there that we could possibly make a collaboration with me drawing something on her work, so I would still be very happy to do that. And also, like, honestly, so many people. I don't have anything planned, like anything specific, but to me, I think it's interesting to try maybe something, like if a person is, for example, able to do AI video and I provide art and they make video, or vice versa, to draw from someone, reference, photography reference, that is very interesting to me as well.
That's really cool, actually. Maybe one day we should collab, because it's really nice. I can brag to people that somebody that draws with two hands drew something I photographed that I took. Welcome. It would be really cool. What do you think? That's actually really cool. I'm still stunned, honestly, that you can draw with two hands. I don't think I will get over it. And I feel like I would brag your whole life that, wow, I met somebody that can draw with two hands. Her name is Elena, and wow, I have a video of. Even before I even got on the space with you, when I saw the video you like put, when I got on the space with you, I saw the video you put of the dog. I had to show my little brother. I was like, wow, that this lady can draw with two of her hands. Like, is that not cool? So, well, I am a fan. You have a fan. That's all I can say. And yeah, I have another question though. What's one challenge that you'd like to attempt as an ambidextrous artist? What's like a challenge you want to like embark on in the nearest future?
So my art is usually very minimalist, and I don't really do shading in the art. And first of all, because it takes quite a lot of time. And it's not really interesting thing to do for me, like to even to do textures or drawings. But I'm trying to be more patient. And like if you swipe to the llama artwork, there is quite a lot of texture in it. And this is what I'm challenging myself to do, not to just create a minimalist start, but to give it more detail and to try to shade or to do this strokes equally pretty. I don't know if you can say that of shading, but I guess you probably know what I mean. Just like to make those tiny hand movements, maybe not so exhausting for myself, because that really takes a lot of time. And when I'm thinking that, okay, I just started filling in the fur on its forehead, and I have the whole more fur to go through with just making these movements, and I'm getting tired, and I'm thinking, oh my God, and if I mess up, I have to start this from the beginning. And I really don't really like to do this texture, but I like the outcome. And I think that it gives the work a better look, and it looks like more finished. So I'm aiming for that. And the thing is that when I'm drawing, sometimes I cannot add to the ready picture. Like when I do the outline and then I fill in, sometimes not, because I need to plan everything step by step, like from top to bottom, and not to make the overlapping lines and stuff like that. So it really needs a lot more planning before I draw, and it is like next level difficulty of the work for me. So that's what I'm aiming currently with it.
Thank you, Irina. I want to go to like social media. Like, what's your favorite social media platform for sharing your art, and why?
My favorite is X, because most of my community is here. But also, recently I started building up IRL more, and these people are usually on Instagram, so I try to post there as well. But just to like fill my portfolio and build up some connections, because I don't really sell much IRL right now, and I need to finish my website. I need to make the art available on Web 2, maybe to bridge somehow, like to have on the same website the physical shop and NFT. And it's a lot of work. So on Instagram, I don't really aim at like growing my followers or something like that. I just for now publish sometimes and connect with the people that I know. And recently I returned to Farcaster, and I have a lot of friends who left X and came to Farcaster. And so it was really nice to reconnect with them. And I'm trying to be active there as well. So these are three platforms mainly. I do have other ones, but those are like once in a while.
Okay. So what are like the exciting things you normally do in your social media platforms to keep your audience excited about your work?
You know, I'm just posting. Just posting and trying to interact. I have a very saturated life, I would say. And for me, it's very difficult to be present IRL in my like in my life, with making art, with being present with my family, with thinking about what I can do IRL, like sometimes attending markets and being present on social media. It is very trying. And also, as you know, Vulcan, I have Drip also. I don't know if we can already say that it's social media platform or it is a marketplace or what is it. But also I spend some time planning my drops for Drip House. And honestly, I don't really have nowadays like a lot of energy to make people excited. I hope they see my art and they feel excited. Like, I don't know. I don't know what else I can do. Like, I'm not really a huge entertainer. I wouldn't say that.
I feel like what you do is really entertaining. Like, for anybody watching you drawing with two hands, like, it's exciting. Like, I remember always kind of like watching your videos and I would be like, wow, this is amazing. Like, this was drawn with two hands and it's, yeah, it's really entertaining. It's one, I love the way you use that video. You take effective use of that video in your social media platforms like Drip and YouTube, even Instagram Live. Yeah, I think you do Instagram Live too as well, right?
I did a few times, but not too many.
Yeah, like just the way you kind of like get people carried along with the way you draw it. It's really amazing. And you all do this particular type of speedy drawing and it's just very exciting watching you do like draw those things very fast and you kind of like shade it as well. While your hand is drawing some other parts of the shape you're drawing, another part is kind of like shading. I remember your new collection on OpenSea. Yeah, it like, I don't know if you have the videos of that, but I used to see that like when I started kind of like following you, it was really interesting watching you do others.
I have a few collections on OpenSea. Yes, they are like earlier ones. Yeah, I think you need to renew them, right? I haven't been to OpenSea for quite a while. But so referring back to that question that you said, that how am I interacting? I'm just trying to be present and check the work of the people who are in my community and comment and share. And then I just share my art and I hope that the work that I invest in my art, like the amount of my skill and quality of work that I try to produce is enough to keep people entertained. Thank you so much for the feedback that you like watching these videos. Yeah, I really try to keep them on point and, with music and speed and stuff like that.
That's really cool. So it's been nice to hear everything you said today. But there's one important question I want to ask. What's next for you as an artist? Like, are you working on any exciting projects, you know? Or I know you said you work on your drop on Drip. And yeah, you said your Drip is social media. I mean, I don't even know. I'm actually new on Drip. But like, what are you working on currently? What's next for you? Is there anything that's, you know, that will, like, I'm supposed to look forward to as your fan? Because I'm a fan now. So if there's anything, I hope you share with us, except it's like a secret or something.
On Drip, I'm starting from tomorrow the advent calendar type of drop. So I will be dropping something interesting every day. It will be photography and my ambidextrous art and different other kinds of art that I produce, because ambidextrous art is not my only style, and I'm planning to make a mix of what I can do and publish it on Drip in December. And also I have a long project. I have two paintings that I work on. One of them is not ambidextrous. It is a painting of toucans in the rainforest. I'm finishing it. I haven't been sharing it for quite a while. And the other one is a painting with elements that will be made, that I have already, in a 3D paper sculpture. There will be elements like a heart and hands that are covering the heart. And there will be the elements that are painted and the elements that I will write with my both hands on the canvas with acrylic markers. And as I view this piece, it will be a piece that empowers women and some kind of thing that I think about, and just I will be sharing it later. I think it's not too deeply like structured yet so that I can describe it, and I would prefer to share when I have some results, but that's something I'm working slowly, because I was making those 3D parts, then it was sitting in the corner while I was doing my Inktober, and then I hope that I will have time for it.
Thank you, Irina. And yeah, I love the other parts of things you're doing, like this one I kind of like pinned up on Malo, like the 3D sculpture, and then your photography. It's lovely. Like what is this painted with? I think you're kind of like depicting art, right?
So I use recycled paper from egg craters, like egg boxes. I think it's a good way to treat art, like to make art from something that would be thrown away. I really like this concept. And so I make this paper mess, which feels like clay a little bit, and I make these sculptures. Then they become dry and lightweight and very steady. And I paint them, and in this way it becomes like a painting for me. So it's like I'm painting, but an object. So not on canvas, but on paper, but it's a 3D paper. I see it like this. And so it's painted with a black acrylic paint, which is called Blackest Black in the World 2.0. It is, not consumes, like what do we call it? I'm not sure. So it doesn't reflect light. It is very deep black matte paint. And then I put gold foil on it. And in this way, I want to connect my ambidextrous art, which I love to draw on black paper with golden markers. And sometimes I also use gold foil. And this series of works. So I want to make a connection of my 2D art to my 3D art, so that in the colors it would be the same, and probably like the theme sometimes is also the same in some collections. So I try to make it a continuity of artworks in different media.
Thank you, Irina. So if you have like any advice you would like to tell anybody that wants to try being ambidextrous, to pick up the crafts, what would you tell them?
I would suggest them to start with something very simple and symmetrical. to try a continuous line art first with one hand, then try to draw something with starting with the same point on the paper and then making the symmetrical movements with their hands. And then practice it for a while, like make it a daily routine. Spend 5 minutes a day doing this during 1 month, 2 months. And then after 2 months to check the results, I think they will be surprised.
That's awesome. I'm actually very curious to try to see if I could be able to learn that. Yeah, thank you, Irina. Kafani.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm looking forward to her drop. And yeah, I don't know, have you created your Drip profile? If you have, please can you like share the link down below or something so I can like check it out and, you know, tip, you know, thank you on Drip. You get, because I have like a
you can type in Drip, sorry.
Huh?
Could you please mute your mic? Yeah, thank you. It was echoing. You can check Ambi on Drip. It's just 4 letters and you will find my Drip account.
Okay. I will definitely check it out and I'll like thank you on Drip. I can't wait to see what you create. I will definitely be checking it out. You know, thank you like for, you know, everything on the space, the advice, and it was really nice to get to know you, get to meet you, get to talk to you, get to connect with you. It was really, really nice. And I hope we can definitely work on something in the future. Yeah.
Thank you so much for the interview, guys. It was really pleasant talk and great questions.
Thank you, Irina. So we have come to the end of the interview with the ambidextrous artist, Irina. And Kafani, did you want us?
Okay. I don't know if you guys, if anybody has a question for her, if you have, you know, I'll just give you like 1 second to come up and ask. If not.
Yes. If anybody have a question for Irina, can you make a request? Yeah. Please come up.
Well, I don't think, okay.
Okay, we have a request. Hello, Richie.
Hi, and thank you for bringing me up. Irina, I've always been fascinated by your work and your courage and your strength and your tenacity and everything. One thing I've always wondered in terms of your ambidextrous ability, does that extend to other parts of your life? Do you use both hands for other things?
I don't know. Like, if I crochet, for example, crochet, whatever it's called.
Yeah, crochet, yeah.
I don't hold the hook in my left hand. No, I do it like usual, but like for example, I can brush my teeth with my left hand instead of my right hand, but like I don't really feel comfortable. I think it demands practice. Like I cannot cut for example cut apples or like whatever. I think it's just the skill that you need to develop probably with different objects separately.
Okay. I should reveal, I asked, in a past life, I was a psychologist and university spent a lot of time looking at brain functioning and perception. And the only way you can really study brain functioning is by looking at people who've had injuries and the scientific books are full of people who have had injuries through sword fencing or any kind of industrial injury. And they become amazing subjects for any psychologist anywhere in the world. And everybody gathers around them as if they're their long lost friend. And I'm just interested because it is quite a difficult thing, but it is possible, as you've proven. And I think it's easier for some people than it is for others. And, you know, certainly in England, in generations gone past, if you were left-handed, you were forced to write with your right hand. That, you know, that's not a pleasant part of history, but it was true. And it was the case. And so people had to adapt themselves for all the wrong reasons. And, yeah. And so I know one or two people are ambidextrous, but only for that reason, because they were left-handed and they were forced in school to write with their right hand. And it's tragic, but that's what happened. But I've, you know, I will have every respect for what you do and for your talent, whether you're right-handed, left-handed or ambidextrous, your talent is immense. And I appreciate that, respect you for it. And thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Richie. And it was so lovely to hear from you today. Thank you so much for coming up and asking the question. And always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Richie. You know, you actually shed on light on something that, yeah, I can relate to. It's like, as a left-hand user, like at some point in my life, like I was making use of my right hand. And then before I started using my left hand, and everybody kind of like settled on that. But yeah, I agree with what you say about like some people that were kind of like left-hand users kind of being forced to use their right hand for some specific reasons. And then, yeah, I just really resonate with that.
And the whole world is designed for right-handed people. You know, trying to buy a pair of scissors for left-handed people is really difficult. You know that better than anybody else, Vulcan. So, and there are shops around the world that specialize in selling things purely for left-handed people. But anyway, you know, that's a challenge you've had in your life, and you've obviously done very well and come through it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you for the question, Richie, and thank you for coming to the space. It was great to have you. And thank you, Irina, for being the special guest for today, being the ambidextrous artist. I really loved the interview session from you, and I got to learn a lot. Kafani.
Well, hi, I'm Richie. This is my first time meeting you on this space, but yeah, that was a really cool question you asked. And yeah, thank you for coming to our space. Elena, So it's nice to meet you, talk to you, and you know, I hope we catch up soon. I hope to see you on my timeline. Yeah, everyone. The space has come to an end. I remain Kafani, and you know, Vulcan is my host, and I'm the co-host. And then we had Elena, the ambidextrous artist, on the space today. And I hope we all learned a thing or two from all she had to tell us about what she does. And yeah, see you next week, same place. Not the same time though, but yeah, same place. Thank you for coming. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. And don't forget to tune in to Art Unframed on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have a lovely day.